Thank you. So, what on Gimel Amud Beis, five lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, okay, so where we just to recap, where we're holding over here, we've got a kasher according to Rav Yosef and to Rabbi Yitzchok, that they said the Bryce was talking about a Sofik Trefa, and therefore it's Sofik Dreis the Chumra, but it according to Rabbi Yochanan, it should be bottled, because he says, Et Shadarka Limano Shaninu, so why isn't this Sofik Trefa egg bottle in the Bryce? So it says Rav Bot. Says Rav Papa, Hi Tana, this Tana of the aforementioned Brisa, which has a Sofik Trefer over in there, yeah, is Tana is the Tana who taught Litra Kitzios. Who? Is the one who taught Litra Kitzios. So Litra, Dalit is a prefix, Litra is a measurement, a weight. Kitzios are cut figs. They get the name from the implement that's used to cut them. Kitzios. Okay, who? Which we're going to see. To Omar, that he says, Kol Dova Shibabinyan, anything that is counted, well, I suppose sometimes counted as well, which we have to write, because we need to find something that's, because eggs are only just sometimes counted, a filo, even if it would be, but a rabbonon. And is it the rabbonon? Yeah, it's not going to be bottle. Okay? And the Kol Shaked in a derisa. So, right, which we're going to prove to Tanan, like this. So basically we're saying we found somebody who says something that is sometimes counted, even if it's a derabonon, it's not bottle. Dertanan, litra, so this, we've got this a weight, a mishkal, of the katsios, of these cut figs. So now, these cut figs happen to be not having taken trumas and maisos from them, right? Now, figs do not have to have trumas and maisos taken from a Torah level. The only things that have to have trumas and maisos taken from on a Torah level is like what we mentioned in Shema, is degonecha v'siroshcha v'yitzharecha, right? Your grains, your tirosh is grapes, yeah? And v'yitzharecha is referring to oil, yeah? Is olives. Those three things have a chiyuv min adoraisa to take trumas and maisos. Now, figs don't.
Not the shiva minute?
No. So figs do not have a chayav. So we're talking about a requirement midirabonon to take trumas and maisros. Okay, so shadarsa al pi igel, that you took these figs that hadn't had trumas and maisros taken from them, and you stuck them on top of this igel, which is a vessel. Okay, Ellie, I'm using your cup if you don't mind for demonstration of it. We have this cup over here, yeah? So you can see it quite clearly. There's the top part and there's the bottom part, yeah? There's the black part and there's the green part, right? So there's the top part of the kli, which we're going to call this the P, that's the black part. And there's the bottom part, okay, so like this. So this person took these figs that hadn't had trumas and maisros, and he stuck them on the top bit, on the black bit, okay? So, ve'enu yodea be'ez igul darsa, and he doesn't know which in igul darsa, because he actually happened to have 51 or so of these kalim. Yeah, and he put on inadvertently some figs that he hadn't taken trumas and maisos on. Now he's thinking, oops, right? Can he eat partake? So, or alternatively, similar case, it's just basically exactly the same, just a different vessel. Al pi chavis, or he put it on the top of a barrel, so he puts it on the upper part of the barrel. Ve'enu yodea be'ez chavis darsa, and he doesn't know which barrel that he put these figs upon. Or alternative case three, which is basically the same case, al pi, upon the mouth, the top of a kaveris. A kaveris is like a large basket. Ve'enu yodea, and he doesn't know, but he's a kaveris darsa, he doesn't know on which top of which basket he placed it upon. So now, Rebbe Meir says the following. Now, Rebbe Meir is going to tell us there's a machlokas between Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Yeshua with regards to the halacha over here. So Rebbe Meir is quoting now what Rebbe Elezer and what Rebbe Yeshua said. So first he says, so Rebbe Meir says, Rebbe Elezer says with regards to the halacha over here, Oimer, he says, Royin, we see it as if, Eshel Yoinois, the top part, right, the upper parts of these kalim, like we had over here, okay, Ke'iluhen Prudos, like they are separated, right, from the lower part of the kli, so that with our case over here, basically, we look at two separate entities, we look at it like two kalim over here, right, we've got the top, the upper part, we've got the lower part, yeah, V'hatachtoinois, and the lower ones,
Yeah, will be, and it will also, Matt Alloa will also raise up, basically help do Bittle, SL Yoinos to the lower ones, basically the green part will help do Bittle to the upper ones. Like this. What does that mean? It means, like, in order for Truma to be bottle over here, now we need 100 of Heta against the Issa, right? So we need 100 Heta, Kinnegan 1 Issa. So if we count, let's say, and we've got 51 Kaelin, right? So if you've only got 51 Kaelin, 1 Klee is problematic, so it's not going to be bottle, right? And everything's going to be Ossa. Yeah. But if you relate to this Klee as two sections, yeah, there's the upper part of the Klee and there's the lower part of the Klee. So now you've got 102 sections, right? So basically you've got 1 Issa and there's 101 Heta. So that would help to do Bittle. So basically that's a cooler, which is kind of an interesting cooler from Rebbe Eleza over here. He's saying that we relate to this Klee as two things, and therefore you've got 102, and therefore there will be Bittle. Yeah, let me just read that in again. I'll just read it. You see now Rebbe Eleza, I'm just starting from the back of the previous page. Just read it again. Rebbe Eleza Oimer, rowing we see, SL Yonas, the upper parts, Ki'ilu Hein Prudos, as if they are separated, right? And therefore, the Tachtoinos, the lower ones, will also, Ma'alos, will raise up, basically, permit SL Yonas, the upper ones.
100 to 1.
What's that?
100 to 1.
Yeah, well, you need 100 to 1, but in the example I gave, we got 101 to 1. Okay, that was Rebbe Eleza Shita. Now, Rebbe Yeshua doesn't like this. Oimer, he says he doesn't like the shtick over here. What? You look at this Klee as it has two parts. Yeah? So he says like this. Im yesham mea pumim. You need 100 pumim. Yeah, you need 100 vessels and you need 100. You can't use this bit because this bit over here, there's no truma over here or anything. This is nothing to do. This is like, it's not in the situation. It's like nothing to do with the scenario.
It's part of the mixture.
It's not part of the mixture. So how can you use this to help this? It's like, okay. So he doesn't agree with that. So he says, so therefore you need im yesham me'pum. If you have 100, this means 100 of Heta. So you would need 101 kalim. So you've got 100 of Heta against the one. Then ya'alu b'im lav, and if not, the pumim are going to be asurim. But and the shulayim, the lower part of the Klee, the shulayim means the base of the Klee, is going to be mutarin. It's going to be mutar because that's not part of the sophic. Thank you, Ari. Now that's Rebbe Meir's understanding of his how we heard Rebbe Eleza and Rebbe Yeshua. Now Rebbe Yehuda is going to say what he heard in the name of Rebbe Eleza and Rebbe Yeshua. Now Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says, "Good morning, Moshe Chaim." Rebbe, we're one Dalad Ahmed Aleph, we're about four lines down. Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says, Rebbe Eleza Oimer, Rebbe Eleza says, Im Yesham Me'apumim. If you have 100 tops of Kalim, yeah, basically he's saying, like we just said before in Rebbe Yeshua, right? If you've got, basically you need 100 Kalim, Ya'alu Ve'im Lav. And if not, the pumim are going to be asurim, the tops are going to be osa, of a shulayim mutarin, and that, right? Because he says that you only the things that go into the sofik, that you know that potentially could be osa, are going to be osa, and they help to do the bittul. And if not, not.
How's that different to Rabbi Yeshua?
It's exactly the same as Rabbi Yeshua. In fact, yes. Okay. So right. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, but the new, and this is a new opinion now. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Afilu Yesham Shalosh Meus Pumim. Even if you would have 300 Heta, right? You have 300 of these, yeah. Lo Ya'alu, it's not going to help. Oh, so that is basically this is what we want over here. Over here, basically saying there is no Bittul, and even though that this is a Durabonin, right? Seeing as it's counted. Right, at least sometimes counted, because people count your kalim or the tops of the kalim. So therefore, it's something that is counted. It is a drama. We say it's not a bottle. So then we could say back to our case, we can use this opinion and say that is the opinion in the case with the egg. Yeah, and you can say it's a sophic trefer. And seeing as it's sometimes counted, it's not going to be a bottle. Now, just a continuation, wrapping up this brisa. It just says at the end of the brisa, which is we're going to fiddle with this a bit. It says, what happens if a person squished it, but eagle, on the eagle, that's the first Klee we mentioned, it's a kind of Klee, Yeah, he's talking about this these figs that didn't take tumors and mysis from them. But Enu de Yodea Be'ezer Igal Dorsa, and he doesn't know which one he did it in. Basically, what, there's multiple Kalim, there's 50, 51 or 100 or whatever. Yeah, Divri Kol Yalu. Everybody would agree in such a case that it would be bottle. Exactly what the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense. So and that was the end of the price. So says the Gemara interjects, Divri Kol. Everyone's going to say it's going to be bottle. Hainu plug side. That's the issue. That's what they're arguing about over here. You've got to basically, you don't know which clue you did it in. So it's going to be, they argue about that. So Amara Papa, Hakikama, no. This is what we're saying. It's Darsa be Igul, you squished it into the Igul, meaning you onto one of the Kalim, but Enu Yodea be Eza Mokum, and you don't know in which place be Igul Darsa. You don't know where in the Kli itself that you put it in. Basically, you mixed it, you didn't put it in a specific place on the top of the Kli, that it's distinct, and therefore it's not subject to Bittul. But if you just kind of shoved it in and mixed it all around, so therefore, since it's not distinct, therefore it loses its chashivos, and therefore it will be bottle. That's what it's saying. So then everyone would agree. He's going to explain that, yeah. You don't know. If it's to the north, or the droima, divri kol yalu. Okay, that's that. Now,
in other words, the fact that something is distinct, that means it's chashuv.
Yes. Well, no, there's two things. You need to be distinct, and once you're distinct, then we ask, is he chashuv or not? Yeah. Generally, they go together, though. But you're right. Okay, now, we're just going to go over this at a simple level. We'll have Ashi now, because it's just, this is the conclusion, three lines more. Okay, now, Rav Ashi is now going back to answer the question, and he's going to go, right, we're back to the original question. The original question, as we started off the Meisvei, is that we said that the Meisvei was a kasha on Rav Yosef and Rebbe Yitzchok. They said it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. So we said if it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, a Sophic egg born on Shabbos or Yom Tov should be permissible, right? So why is it not permissible? So they came on, they said, no, it's talking about a Sophic Trefa. And a Sophic Trefa is also a derisa, though a Sophic derisa l'chumra. So Rav Ashi is coming and says, wait a second, no. You don't have to say that, says Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi Omar, Le'olam, really, we're talking about, we're not changing the bride. So we're going to leave it as Sophic Yom Tov, Sophic Chol. This egg, you don't know if it was born on Yom Tov, and you don't know if it was born on Chol. It's a Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. So, just as we say, a Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, basically, because if you wait till tomorrow, yeah, is not heavy Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, but Chol Dover Sheyesh Low material, a feel of a Devon and low bottle, just like we say in Bittul. We said before, right? We understood with Bittul. Let's say you've got a mixture, yeah, and we said we don't know, right? Basically, we don't use Bittul because we say just wait till tomorrow. It's going to be, you know, why use Bittul? You can just wait till tomorrow. So we're machmir, and we don't rely upon Bittul, right? So too over here, says Rav Ashi, you would also say that with Sophic. Just as with Sophic, yeah, normally we say, no, it's a Sophic Durabon Lakula. But we're going to say like this, wait a second, you can wait till tomorrow. So if you can wait till tomorrow, why rely on Sophic Durabon Lakula and say, you know, it's okay, it's only Durabon. Wait till tomorrow and everything's fine. So that's what he's basically saying. He's saying, just as we said that with Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, we're machmir not to use Bittul, so too with Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin, we are machmir and we don't apply the principle of Sophic Durabonon Lakula, and therefore it would be Osa. We'll stop here.